A Taliban caretaker government announced and an emirate resurrected. Security was increased as senior leaders surveyed Kabul, their new domain. Outside what was the US embassy, Taliban members discussed who's been appointed and to which roles. Their leader, Haibatullah Akhundzada, was crowned the emir. Of 33 cabinet appointments, Mullah Hassan Akhund, head of their leadership council, received the top job of acting prime minister. Sirajuddin Haqqani is now the acting interior minister, despite being on the US terror watch list with a $10 million bounty on his head. And Mullah Yaqub, the son of Taliban founder Mullah Omar, has become acting defense minister. Siraj watches from a distance. It's his first day as a Taliban flag seller. He doesn't know the leaders, but has heard their names. He had noted the cabinet was all Taliban members, with no women.
Zabihullah Mujahid said that there are a few seats left and they are going to appoint more people, and God willing, it will be an inclusive government.
The Taliban promised an inclusive government, but the majority of acting ministers and their deputies are Pashtun, meaning Hazara communities like this one have no representation. It has left many in this neighbourhood feeling sidelined.
I don't know why, but there are no Hazaras. I didn't see any Hazaras. They don't care about us, not at all.
Whatever tribe people are from, each should defend their rights. Our seats, designations and rights should be ours. Not they appoint one guy who is a Pashtun. All people should be equal.
Women were also left without representation. No one was appointed to the Ministry of Women's Affairs. Yet some women we spoke with said their priority is survival and security over politics.
Whoever it is, we just want some bread and peace and no robberies. Nobody should bother my children. That's all I want.
But one entrepreneur told us women need a voice in government to protect their rights, especially to employment.
If they stop me working, I'm the breadwinner of the house. What will I feed my family? The way I have this fear, there are thousands of women like me.
People fear a lot of things here. For some, it's their new rulers and becoming invisible. For others, it's going hungry or being caught in an attack. Now they are assessing which fears are warranted. Charlotte Ballas, Al Jazeera, Kabul.